Radio Caroline.
This is Caroline on 2.9 meters medium wave. With Graham Gill and the Archer, Mike Agler, Johnny Jason, Brian Anderson, Tony Allen, John Bear, Norman Barrington and Mickey Mercer. The Caroline family getting it together every night between 8 p.m. and 6 a.m.
Alright, sounds nice. It's Mike Hagler here for another hour, and Mickey up at midnight.
We got a little love right now. Yeah, there you have a bit of Elton John in his album Caribou, and that was a thing called Grimsby. I do believe Elton John has to be the winner of the Epitome of Camp Award for 1974. If you haven't seen the Caribou album cover yet, I wholeheartedly suggest you go out and take a look at it, and you're friendly neighborhood record store. You want a good laugh. There's Elton. Boy, he really gets spaced out, doesn't he? That's a pretty nice album. It's a thing called Caribou, and it's one of the new albums that we have in here. Didn't quite get on the Outstaking the Plotting list, however, but J.J. Cale did, and that's the first cut we started off the hour with there. I'd Like to Love You, Baby, and then went on to Court in the Act, as it's actually the title of the record. Right, this is Mike Hagler here on a fine but rather up and down Monday evening, is it? Yeah, I think so, something like that. Here in the North Sea, Radio Caroline. Been rough all day long, although it has been sunny, so you couldn't say it was storming out. It's nevertheless been one of those days where you just like to sit down and relax and not do anything strenuous, because it's hard enough just sitting down. Actually, you wouldn't believe it, but it takes quite a bit of energy to keep yourself balanced on a rough sea. And, you know, especially when you're not really used to being on the sea. So when you're trying to do record things, it gets even worse. Right, finally managed to calm the mosquito down and brought up a little bit of incense, which apparently works well with mosquitoes if you have a problem with the mosquitoes, rather than going around trying to bump them all off, which is pretty difficult to do, seeing as how they're pretty tiny critters. You try a bit of incense, or jaw sticks, whatever you call them, light it up, and let it fill the room. Why, it seems to, have an effect on mosquitoes. Hasn't been bothering me anyway. Probably run off and hid in the corner somewhere from this wretched smell. All right, on with the music, and back to the Caroline Outstaking the Plot list for this week. And this one comes from Barclay James Harvest. Well, I suppose that's one way to get us out of the mess we're in. Have a big spaceship come down out of the sky, right? You know, right in the middle of a battlefield somewhere, and just, all right, cut, hold it. All right, you guys, cut that out. Yeah, right, that would be an easy way out, I suppose. I don't think it's going to happen. You hear a lot of people with these ideas that, you know, something's going to come from outer space, and somebody, who, you know, like the people who planted us here type idea is going to come back and so forth. But I have a feeling that, first of all, if they were to do something like that, they wouldn't be coming back in silver spaceships, because I think they'd probably be a little bit more advanced, and they'd be flying around in a machine. I just somehow have that feeling. You know, maybe they're already here amongst us. Maybe we're it. Interesting. Mike Hagler and it's Radio Caroline. That was Golden Earring and the thing called The Silver Ships. And before that, Barclay James Harvest, one of the Outstaking the Plots of the Week from Radio Caroline. And that's Negative Earth and the album Everyone Is Everybody Else. Something to think about. Stop a second, would you, if you're listening? And do me a favor. Smile. Okay. How's it feel? And then, now that you're smiling, would you say one word? Yes. Okay? All right, here's a record for you.
Are you suffering from the aches and pains of a routine life of DA? Do problems and frustrations hem you into a pattern of self-destruction and negativity toward yourself and others around you? Life doesn't have to be a prison. Let L.A. prove it to you.
Let me take you through your sadness. Face the things you cannot meet. Let a sense of purpose through your heart. Let your soul begin to speak.
An age-old and time-tested remedy, L.A. will take you out of your rut and put you back into the mainstream of humanity at absolutely no cost to you.
All the burdens you have carried, Lord. They're gonna be free. No, they're gonna be free.
So stop making sacrifices to DA and get into the LA habit and begin to benefit from the happy difference. Everyone will love you for it.
We'll get by all the tears and the sighs. We'll be trying to.